information on the actual disease extent in 15 to 20% of patients and is able to identify occult cancers and the opposite breast in 3 to 5% of patients. You have to keep in mind that breast cancer is one of the very few cancer types in the entire field of oncology that is operated on with curative intention. And we spend a lot of money to allow the early diagnosis of breast cancer that enables us to operate with curative intention. And I don't see no reason why then we should not use the most exact staging tool to best delineate disease extent. In particular, if you compare it for what we use MRI in other field of medicine, for example, you know, if you stay for one day in an MRI department, you will see that women or patients come in for migraine. Every insurance company pays brain MRI, cerebral MRI for migraine, and therapeutically relevant findings will be in less than 1% of the patients, or say even more so for lumbar spine MRI, 0.2% of patients, and there's more evidence out there to suggest that lumbar spine MRI has no impact on treatment whatsoever. Then there is evidence that it does any good. So if finances would be an issue here, then this would speak in favor of preoperative staging MRI and not against it. So to conclude this here, the actual, I think,